Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 4, 1804. Day 144 of the expedition. Camped on a sandbar near the remains of an old Arikara village. The island where they camped today was later called Dolphy's or Lafferty Island, lying between Dewey and Potter counties, South Dakota. This island is now underwater back of the Wahee Dam. Captain Clark writes,
"The wind blew all night from the northwest, some rain. We were obliged to drop down 3 miles to get to the channel sufficiently deep to pass up. Several Indians on the shore viewing us and called to us to land. One of them gave 3 yells and skipped a ball before us. We paid no attention to him, proceeded on, and came to on the larboard side to breakfast. One of those Indians swam across and begged for powder. We gave him a piece of tobacco and set him over on a sandbar and set out, the wind hard ahead. Passed an island in the middle of the river about 3 miles in length we call Good Hope Island. Captain Lewis and 3 men walked on shore and crossed over to an island on the starboard side. This island is about 1.5 miles long and nearly 1/2 as wide. In the center of this island was an old village of the Arikara called Lahokat. It was circular and walled, containing 17 lodges, and it appears to have been deserted about 5 years. The day very cool. Captain William Clark, October 4, 1804.
The distance today was 12 miles. When Clark wrote, "The Indian skipped a ball across the water," he meant he fired a musket and the ball skipped across the river. As they proceeded on the next few days, they saw Indians on the shore, but their goal was to get to the Mandan villages before cold weather and winter set in. Tomorrow, frost in the morning.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.